Somebody comes with a shtar choy, they have a shtar saying, you owe me $100. Now the loiva comes and says, like he wants to prove it, that I paid you up already. Because right after, I mean, after the shtar, after this man I'm supposed to pay you up, I have a shtar that you sold me a field. That you sold me a field. Now there's no swear to say that the malva, the one that lent the money, is going to sell his field to him and like take money if he doesn't get first the money back for the loan. So here before, like you sell him your property, what you should do is, if the guy has money, first take the money for your loan. Make sure the loan is paid up. And then you go to sell him property. So what's going to be in such a case? That the malva is saying now, listen, I didn't collect my money yet, but even so, I sold you my property. Is Adman Aymer, Adman says, yes, Yochalu Shoyaymer, the malva has the right to say, Ilu Ayisa Chayiv Lecha, forget, I mean, the loiva has the right to say, like to argue back to say, for sure, I paid you up already. Because Ilu Ayisa Chayiv Lecha, the loiva, the one that borrowed the money, has the right to say, that if I didn't pay you up the money yet, Hoy Lecha Liporesh Lecha, Kishamachat Liyasasada. When you went and sold me your field, like the money that I paid for the field, you should have taken that money first for the loan that I borrowed from you. And then first you should sell me the field. So therefore, if you did sell me the field, it has to be that I first paid you off the loan. And after I paid you back the money for the loan, then you sold me the field. So that's a proof the loiva has that he paid up the money. Even though the malva has the shtar. The Chachamim Maimrim, the Chachamim say, no, there's no proof here. The Chachamim Maimrim, Zehoye Pikeach. This malva, the one that first lent the money, is a smart person. You know what he did? Notice he went and said, paid me up. The guy says, no, I don't have money to pay you up. So he was afraid he'll never get paid up. So he said, you know what? Like, you tricked him. I have a field to sell. Do you want to buy my field? The guy said, yes. So Shemachalei Asakak, he sold him the field. And true, the money he took for the field, the money for the loan he didn't receive yet. But he feels satisfied now, Mevnei Shuyachal Amashkenai, that now the loiva owns the field. And in case the loiva is not going to pay me back the money, I have a security, I'll go down and take that field from Ashken. So therefore, there's no proof to say that the loiva paid up the money first. It could be maybe the loiva did not pay up first. Still, the malva, the one that lent him the money, would now sell him property. He'll get his money back, and now the loiva has karka, he feels secure. If he doesn't pay him up the money, he'll take back his karka. So Gemara says, Maisa, that's a shver svarim. My time with the Rabbanin. L'chura shape komer admon. Admon says, very good. Normal people don't do that. When you want to sell field, and you see the guy has money, what you should do is take that money first back for your loan. You lent him 1,000, get back first 1,000 for your loan, and then you worry about selling him. So what's the pshat in the Rabbanin? It's commercial like this. The asra diyoyviz zuzi v'hodakas v'shtara, in a place that when you sell a field, that first the person pays the money, and then they first write up the shtar. In such a case, kuli yamalei pligidi motzi yamalei hoy lecho li poresh lecho kishemachati li esasoda. Everybody agrees to Admon Svara. Like if the normal manner is, before we write up the shtar, that I'm selling you the property, you pay me up the money, so now that the malva received the money back, before he writes up the shtar, he should not write the shtar then. Because he should say like this, I lent you yesterday $1,000. Now you're giving me $1,000 for my field. Once you gave me the money, for sure he should have kept it for the loan. And to say, listen, if you want to buy my field really, pay me another $1,000. So if he did write him up a shtar later, it's a proof, like the loiva says, he did already pay up the money. Keep pligi, where is the machlekes here? Ba'asrei de kosvi shtar of hoda yovizuzi. First they write up the shtar. First they write up that I'm selling you the field. And then first you pay for the money. You pay the money. I hear Admon, Sar Admon says still, Iboile lemimser maido, that if the loiva is true, what he's saying, if the malva is right, that he didn't pay the money yet, before the malva would write up the shtar mechira, he should have gave him a door. That means he should have told people what's going on here. That really, really, he still owes me $1,000. And I'm only writing up the shtar in order that he should give me the money, but I don't mean to sell in the field. Like, you should have told people what's going on. For Rabbanan and Sav Rabbanan say, still no. The malva has the right to say, I was afraid to tell anybody. In other words, really, the loiva did not pay me back the money yet. And still I'm selling him the property like the Mishnah says, because I want to have a mashkin. I want to be secure to get something back from him. Why didn't I tell anybody else first? Because the svara always of chavra chavra yisle. One friend has another friend. Ve'chavra de chavra chavra yisle. And that second friend has a third friend. In other words, news travels. If I would have told two people, like, don't tell anybody, but I'm only selling the field now because I want to collect my money first, you have to be afraid that those people will eventually tell him. And when he hears about it, he won't go and buy the field, he won't pay you the money. So therefore, there's no way for you to tell anybody. Therefore, the Chum says, the Malva wants to be smart, and I'll sell you my field. And I attack and mean to sell you the field, and you pay me for it. And this money they're getting now is for the field. Even though you still owe me the $1,000 for the loan. But at least now I feel secure that if you're not going to be able to pay me back the money, I'll be able to take the property back from you. So that's the Mishnah. Shnayim shoytziyu shtar choyv zeal zeh. Two people both have a shtar that one lent the other one money. Reuben has a shtar that Shimon owes him $1,000. And Shimon has a shtar that Reuben owes him money. They say shnayim, two people, Reuben and Shimon, shoytzi shtar choyv zeal zeh. Each one has like a check that the other one owes him money. So Admon says like this, Ilu wa yisi chayiv l'cho, if I owe you the money, keitzadat to love me many. Like the Chura, the second one has a right to say, listen, like if you want to say it's true, that you lent me money, and I didn't pay you back yet, so if so, how could it be that I'd lend you money right now? Like the Chura, the money I give you should have been for your loan. So Melis, it's a proof that I already paid you up already. That's what Admon says. Admon Oimer. He has a right to say, the second one to say the first one, if I didn't pay you back the loan yet, Kate said out to love me many. How is it possible that now you came and borrowed money from me? Well, what are you doing borrowing money from me? If I owe you $1,000, do you come now and borrow money from me? What you do is ask for the money back. So that should be a proof that I really paid you back the money.
The other one should say the same thing.
No. The first one can't set the second one because he lent money first. Like the shtaros were written on two different days, so the second one has the proof that he paid back to the first one. But the first one has no proof that he paid back to the second one yet, because the second one, when the first one first borrowed money, the second one took place later. The chomer mechom say no ze goyve shtar choyve ve ze goyve shtar choyve. Chom say no, we don't say the svarah. We'll see in the Gemara why they say each one has a right to collect his money. Itma, we don't like this. Shnayim shoytziyu shtar choyve ze al ze. Two people have a check, one against the other. Rav Nachman omar ze goyve ve ze goyve. Each one collects his money. Rav Sheshi Soma, what's going on here? Hafuche matros alamali. What do you stop changing money around? Like I owe you 100, and then you owe me 100. So you don't take the bill and play games with it. I give it to you, and you give it back to me. What do you got changing around? Ella rather, ze oimid b'shaloi, you stay in your property, but ze oimid b'shaloi, like we cancel out, and that's all. That's the machlekes, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshi. It's more stuff like this. The kula yalm, everybody agrees, prices we're talking about where they lent money, and they both don't have money to pay back. So the question is, now you have to go down to the property and collect the money from the karka. So everybody agrees. Idius for idius, if they both have idius, or else beninus for beninus, they both have the same type of properties, or else ziburis for ziburis, they both have their type of properties. Vadi, everybody agrees then, hafuche matrosahu. Like, what do you have to stop play games? I'm going to give you my field, and you're going to give it right back to me. There's no purpose of changing around. There's no machlekes. Keep pligu is the machlekes. The istle lechad beninus. One of them owns a middle class of property. Or lechad ziburius, the other one only owns bare type of property. There, there'll be enough community when you collect. So it's like this. Rav Nachman, Sir Rav Nachman holds ze goyva ve ze goyva. Both of them have a right to collect. I go to you and take away your beninus. If I take away your beninus, what I originally owned was the burius. So now when I get your middle class, by me now, the middle class becomes my best, and my Zaburius becomes like my little class. So you'll only get back Zaburius. So that's why there's a difference. Let's see. Rav Nachman Sava, Zegoyva Vizagoyva. Yes, we switch around the property. Why? Kisavar he holds, Bishaloi Hen Shamin. When you get Zaburius and Edius and Beninus, the Loch of a Baal Chayvism is if I lent you money, and now I want to collect the money back and you don't have money, I have a right to get your property. Which type? Beinonis. If you have three types of property, a Baal Choyv collects from Beinonis, from the middle type of property. Now Rav Nachman holds what's called middle type. It depends upon Bishaloi Hen Shomin, what type of property you own. You don't go boss of the market price, what's called middle type of real estate, but you go boss of what you own. You could own three types of very, very bad property. But one is very bad, one is medium, one's a little bit better. Your medium is called your Beinonis. We go boss of what you own. So therefore it's like this. Osi Baal Zeburius. The one that owns the Zeburius, the Govul El Beinonis, Tevi Gavei. So he goes now to the other person that has Beinonis and collects his Beinonis. Now when he brings it home, Hevi Gavei Yidius. To him, all he owned till now was a very bad piece of property. Now that he got a better one, the better one is called Idius, the better. Now, Vyoso who, so the second one now comes to him, Vishoko Zaburius. When he goes and tries and collects back, he can't get his Beinonis back, because now his Beinonis by the first one became Idius. So he only has the right to get the other one, Zaburius. Therefore, there is a difference. Where one guy owns a bad class, and one guy owns the middle class, that the bad one collects first, he gets the Beinonis. That becomes his better property. So when the second one wants to collect back, he could only get his worse, which is his Beinonis. So therefore, there's a difference. For our Sheshes, though, our Sheshes, some know, Hafuchi Matrosal Omeli. What do we make the switch for? You know why? Kisover, our Sheshes holds, Bishal Kol Odom Hen Shomim. That's what we say a Baal Chayv gets for middle class property. It doesn't matter how it is by you, if you have better or less. There's a market value. What property is worth. So whatever's called Beinonis, that's what you collect. So therefore, if the one that has the Burius first went and got his Beinonis, he collected the Beinonis. Now when the other one comes back and has the right to collect, even though the Beinonis by you is your best, but in the marketplace it's still called middle type of property. Therefore, he'll have a right to get back his Beinonis. So then what are you changing around for? You don't gain. So that's why it's slow. Yeah. So Mar says, Saif Saif, Kiyosu Beinonis Anavshe Kashokal. Like when you get it, the Beinonis, it goes back to you. So you don't play games and to go back and forth. That's what my colleague is the Gemara Baba Kama. When you collect, do we say, Bishaloi Lamein Shamin, go bust to the market, the value by the market, or do you go Bishaloi, what you own? Bishaloi Hein Shamin, you go bust to what you have, like Rav Nachman. You go after what you yourself have. So where is now the Rav Nachman, according to Rav Nachman, my chazis, who told you? Do you also bow the Burius Bereisha? Who told you the one that has the Burius comes and collects first and gets his Beinonis? Maybe the opposite way. Let's say Lacey bow Beinonis Bereisha. Maybe the one that has the Beinonis first comes and collects his Burius. Veligve is the Burius. Velahade Veligve Nale, and then he'll give it back to him. Because now by him his Burius becomes his best, so he'll also only get back to his Burius. So how do you know who comes first? Gemara says, "Letzricha the kodim tviya." Talk about in the case where the one that had the Zaburius came and wanted to collect his Beinonis, the other one's Beinonis first. For the Gemara, though, so, what do I care if he wanted to come and collect it? But kiyosu lemigvei badi adadi kosi. After they both complain one to another, now they go to Bezdin. They go to Bezdin together. So now by Bezdin's collecting for both of them together. So still, how do you know who came first? Case a little bit different. One guy had Idius, better property, and Beinonis in the middle. The Yistlei Lechad Zaburius, and the other guy has Zaburius. So now it's very good. Whichever one comes first, if the Zaburius comes first, he gets his Beinonis. If the Beinonis comes first, he gets his Zaburius. So Ma'asava Bishloi Hein Shomin. And then there is a difference. Ma'asava no Bishol Kolodim Hein Shomin. And then there's no difference. That's the machlokes Rav Nachman and Rosh Hashis. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah like this. V'chacham marim l'chom say in our Mishnah, ze goiva v'ze goiva. Both of them have a right to collect. That's what Chacham say. When two people have a shtar, a check, one or the other, I have a check that you owe me 100, and you have a check that I owe you 100, it says they both have a right to come and collect. What does it mean collect? It doesn't mean to collect money, because that's for sure you don't sound throw the money back and forth. It means to collect the property. In a case where they do not have money to pay, you have a right to collect the property. So what's the case? So it says, Zegov Zegov Zechur Tzaraya to Rav Nachman, that you say, Bishaloi Hein Shomin. And there is a difference. Because like Rosh Hashis, you should say, why change around? So Gemara says, Tigmar Rav Nachman, I'll leave it to Rosh Hashis. Rav Nachman himself went here, answer for Rosh Hashanah. Could go into cases like this. Shelov Ozel Yeser. He lent for 10 years, like. Vizel Chomish. He only lent the money for 5 years. So that's the difference. Hechi David, what are we talking about? Eli Marishan Yeser, the first person, borrowed for 10 years. Vishani Lechomish, the second one, borrowed back to him for 25 years. Pahol Leima Admon. Could hear Admon say, Inu Yisichai Lechov, I would owe you the money. Kate said, to love him in many. How come you're lending for me? That's not a kasha. Like, I first borrowed $100 from you for 10 years. So I don't have to pay back for 10 years. Within these 10 years, there's like, I don't owe you the money. So now it makes sense. After 5 years, I don't have to pay you the money back. But I call upon, if you need money, you have a right to come and say, would I lend you money? So who would make sense then that I should lend you money, even though I'm not paying you back to Chayiv? Because in the middle of the 10 years, I don't have to pay it back. So that can't be the case. El, it has to be like this. Rishon Lechomish. The first guy borrowed money from his friend for 5 years. Vesheni, now the second guy came and borrowed money back for 10 years. Lesser. Hechidomi, what's the case talking about? If the second guy came, if the second guy came after the first one was supposed to pay him back already, so my time with the Rabbanin. What's the time with the Rabbanin over here? Doesn't make any sense then. Why should he be goiva? Admin makes sense. Like, it's this raya to say he paid up already. That if it came the time for you to pay me up, so I was supposed to pay you back the money. So what kind of business is it that now you're coming and borrowing money from me? What do you mean you're borrowing from me? If I owe you money, the money should go because I owe it to you. Not that I'm borrowing you new money. So that should be a proof that really I paid you up already. And now I'm borrowing you second money. So how could the Rabbanan say no, we still collect one from the other? Let's say the time did not come yet for me to pay up yet. It's not the time yet, so what's the pshat in Admon then? Then it's the middle of the Zman, I'm not supposed to pay up yet, so it makes sense I should come and borrow money from you. Well, my time at the Admon then, what does Admon say? I don't have a right to say this. The case is like this. He came mamish on the last day when the 5 years are up. So Masav, on the last day came. So Masav, one holds Ovid Inish to Yazav Lyoime. A person could borrow money for 1 day. Today yet is not the time for me to pay up. I have to pay up tomorrow first. Today is the last day of the 5 years. So today I don't have to pay you. So today it's like I don't owe you the money yet. So therefore, if you want to borrow money, I could lend you money for a day, if it makes sense. Well, Masav, the other one says, no, nothing doing. Nobody lends money for a day. So it has to be that I paid you up the money already. Because if I did not pay you up, what are you doing borrowing money from me? I owe you $100. So wait one more day, rather, and then you collect $100 from me. What are you going borrowing money? So since you're borrowing money, it must be that I already paid you up. So that's the Pshat in Admon. Rami Bachom Omer. He's a Hochi. Over here we're talking about the Yasme Askinim. We're talking about Yisoimim. The Yasme Migve Govi Agvuyla Magvini Menayu. Yisoimim have a right to go and collect, but we don't take money away from the Yisoimim. For the Yomarai was there, Goiva was there, Goiva Katani. It says now Mishnah, the Chom say they both collect one from the other. So how can you say the Yisoimim over here? So he answered back, Ze Goiva is their royal league voice. One collects, and the other one is fit to collect, but Vienla, he doesn't collect. Since he wants to collect against Yisoyim, you can't collect. Some Rav Rav said it doesn't make any sense. Shtei Tshuvas, but I have two kashas on you. Chodod is there, Goyim is there, Goyim is there. It says clearly they both collect. So you can't say one doesn't collect. Vioid, Legvinu Aryali Asme. Let's first collect for the Yisoyim property. Now, for Lahadav Legvinu Minayu. And now you can go and collect the property back from the Yisoimim. Like you wanted to say the Yisoimim means they don't have their own property. They didn't yasher from the father. So from their own money they don't have to pay. That's good if they collect money. But if they collect karka, it's considered this property belonged to the father like, and you have a right to take it away from them now. Kidder Rav Nachman, like Rav Nachman says, to Yom Rav Nachman, Rav Bavua, Yisoimim shagov karka b'chay v'savien. If after the father died, now people owe their father money, and they return karka property. The locha is this property that Yisoimim get after the father dies is as if they yashin it from the father. And therefore another Balchoiv, if somebody else comes and says, listen, your father owed me $1,000, pay us up. They say, we have nothing. No, you just got a karka. is Ba'achoyv Chayzav Gavroi Samihim. They could collect it. So according to Rav Nachman, then, what do you mean you can't collect from the Yisayimim? Let the other one pay up the Yisayimim karka, and then he can take it away from them. So kasha, that's a good kasha taka. For the Gemara, let's say the case is, the Yisthul Yasmi is the Burius. The Yisayim has the Burius. The Yisthul is the Idius. The other one has Idius and Beninus. So the case is like this, the Azli Yasmi, the Yisayim first go, Gavi Beninus. They get the Beninus. Oh, Magvalei is the Burius. And then they pay back the Zaburius. Why? Dinami b'shel kol adam hem shaman. Even if you want to say you go basar kol adam hem shaman, you go bus each one separately. But the klal is or ain nefroim b'shel kol adam is not yours, but you go after the marketplace. So chura then here, even though you collected a benonis, and by you it's different, but you should still get back the benonis. By yisaimim it's different, but the klal is. When does a Baal Chayv get Beninus? By a normal person. But when you go to collect from Yisayimim, then the Loch Ridge, you can't get more than Zaburius. So Lachur, maybe that's a teretz over here. Still it's no good. Hani mili hechad letofis. That's only if he didn't grab already the property from the Yisayimim. I will hechad letofis. But in the case where you chapped, where you're holding the property from the Yisayimim, you have a right to keep it. It's like here, about the pastor Svara, why should we change around? Why should I give you? Let me hold on, what do I have? If I'm holding it, I have a right to keep it. So since I have the Beninus, the Chura, I have a right to keep the Beninus. So therefore, this Teretz the Yisayim doesn't apply, we have to answer the other Teretz. That one was for 10 years, one was for 5 years, and the last day of the loan, that's when he came and borrowed the money. So the question is, do you borrow for one day or not? That's this Machlokes. Alright, turn over. It's just sort of like this. Sholosh arotzas l'nesuyim. There are three different type of lands nogei to getting married. We'll soon see what that means. If you have a rice, if you want to move, change your house. Yehuda v'evra yardin v'golu. In Eretz Yisrael itself, there are three type parts of Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda, evra yardin v'golu. Now, ein moitziyin me'ir le'ir or mikrach le'krach. You don't move, you can't move from one year to another year or mikrach le'krach. So Rashi says, if you married your wife, let's say in Yehuda, you can't force your wife now to move to Evra Yarden or to move to Golu. She has the right to say, we got married in Yehuda, I want to stay put here. If you want to move, give me a get and pay me my ksuba, I don't want to move. She has the right to say that. Now, ain't might see him year to year. Trashi, mizu lizu, you don't have a right to move from one city to another city. Loy meir liyir v'loy mekrach lekrach. Krach, Rashi says, that's godol meir. That's like a bigger place than a city. V'mokim shvokim, it's a place of a lot of streets there. That's called a krach. So ain't my sin, you can't force your wife to move from one city in Yehuda to another city in Golo. Or else mekrach lekrach. Even from one krach in Yehuda to another krach in Golo, you can't force your wife to move with you. Avo b'yay soritz. But in Yehuda itself, you have a right to force your wife and say, I can't live in this city here. I want to go to another city. That you have a right to tell her. In Yehuda itself, you want to move from one bigger place to another bigger place. That you have a right to.